The Country Hour with Verzo on Felix Stowe Radio. Featuring songs from the golden era of country, from the 50s to the 90s.
Welcome to another edition of The Country Hour and Listener's Choice. Now, I'm excited for this one because my old mate Dave Lambert has picked the songs for this episode and next week's a two-parter. So he sent me loads of songs and a little bit of garb, which I'll read out amongst them. Now, he says, country music traces its roots back to the southeastern states of America, where early immigrants brought their musical traditions and instruments, heavily influenced by the Irish and the Scots. The first recorded country song that Dave owns dates back to 1927, performed by North Carolina banjo player Charlie Paul, and Lonnie Donegan found success with the song I'm about to play, Have a Drink on Me, back in 1961. That's followed by Jimmy Rogers, who's considered the first true country star, earning nicknames like the Blue Yodeler and the Singin' Brakeman. His impact on the genre can be seen in artists like Bob Dylan, who named his latest album after a Rogers song, My Rough and Rowdy Way. And one of Rogers' most popular songs was a song I'll be playing, Waiting for a Train, back in from 1928.
Going if you've got the money, I'll see that you don't walk. I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. Get off, you railroad bum. He slammed the boxcar door.
I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow by the Stanley Brothers, followed by Blue Moon of Kentucky by Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, and then Freight Train Blues by Roy Acuff. Bob Dylan included a cover of Man of Constant Sorrow on his first album, a song made famous by the Stanley Brothers back in 1951. The track was prominently featured in the film O Brother, Where Art Thou, starring George Clooney. Bill Monroe is credited with coining the term bluegrass, whilst Elvis Presley recorded a rock and roll version of Blue Moon of Kentucky as the B-side of his first release, That's Alright Mama. Roy Acuff, the first inductee into the Country Music Hall of Fame, was a key figure in establishing Nashville as the heart of country music. His partnership with Fred Rose in the Acuff Rose Publishing Company further solidified his influence in the industry. Additionally, Freight Train Blues was another notable track on Bob Dylan's album. You notice Dave loves his Dylan, same as me. Here's them three songs.
In constant sorrow all my days, see no more. But
Shanty by the railroad track. The humming of the drivers was my lullaby, and a freight train whistle taught me how to cry. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose the freight train blues. My daddy was a farmer and my mama dear. She was the only daughter of an engineer. Sweetie loved a brakeman, now it ain't no joke, but it's a shame the way she kept that good man broke. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blue. Enough to quit my running around. I've tried 100 times to stop and settle down. Every time I find a place I want to stay, I hear a freight train whistle, Lord, I'm on my way. I got the freight train blues. lordy, 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 I got him in the bottom of my rambling shoe. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blues. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got him in the bottom of my rambling shoe. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blue.
You're listening to the Country Hour here on Felix O Radio 107.5 FM, and I'm playing part one of the Dave Lambert Picked special. Now, he believes that Hank Williams is incredibly important in the world of country music. He is considered one of the greatest songwriters to have come out of the USA, regardless of genre. Despite his flaws and untimely death at the age of 29 due to self-indulgence, his legacy lives on through his hundreds of classic songs and recordings that are still performed today. Two examples of his iconic work are Your Cheating Heart, possibly the most recorded country song ever, and the heartbreaking I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Face and cry. see a robin weep when leaves begin to die. Like me, he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Purple sky, and as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Continuing with Dave's notes, he's put, I know you enjoy making connections, Jamie, so the upcoming records may catch your interest. The Carter family, hailing from Virginia, rose to fame in the 1930s and are considered the pioneers of country music, comprising of Sarah Carter, her husband A.P. Carter, and her sister-in-law Maybelle, who was married to A.P.'s brother. The family had strong ties. To keep things in the family, Sarah and Maybelle were also first cousins. Their hit song, Wildwood Flower, was a fan favourite. June, daughter of Maybelle and AP's brother Ezra, continued the musical legacy with her song Jukebox Blues in 1952. In the early 60s, June wrote Ring of Fire, which was famously recorded by Johnny Cash. Cash, a renowned artist, recorded with Sun Records in Memphis alongside Elvis, Roy Orbison and Jerry Lee Lewis. One of Dave's favourite songs from that era is Big River, a beautiful tribute to the Mississippi River. So the songs I'm playing are Wildwood Flower, The Carter Family, Jukebox Blues, June Carter Cash, and then Big River by Johnny Cash.
Thank you. jukebox ran away. Then I heard something going strong. It must have been a drum. It gave that song a solid beat. Boy, he was going some. Other day, I dropped a nickel in a jukebox just to hear it play. I didn't have no tune in mind, I didn't wait to choose. I just dropped a nickel in the slot and I played the jukebox blues. I played a lot of jukeboxes, most everyone in town. But that's the first tune I ever heard that could make one dance. Jukebox blues, such a rhythm I've never heard. I danced out both of my shoes.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream, went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Took me to St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. My blues down in the gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Johnny and June eventually married, though they were initially married to other partners. Their unions produced Roseanne Cash and Carlene Carter, who took her mother's name for her music career. Carlene Carter was married to Nick Lowe in the 80s and collaborated with him and his band Rockpile on two albums. Their duet Baby Ride Easy with Dame Edmonds is a standout. Despite their divorce, Nick remained close to his father-in-law Johnny Cash and even wrote The Beast in Me for him, which became a highlight of Johnny's later album, American Recordings. So the trilogy of the Cash family, I give you Sea of Heart, Break, Roseanne Cash, Baby Ride Easy, Carlene Carter, and The Beast in Me, Johnny Cash.
Adrift on the sea. so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of heartbreak.
Oh, what I'd give to sail back to shore, back to your arms once more.
Come to my rescue.
least in me. Is caged by frail and fragile bars, restless by day and by night, rants and rages at the stars. God help the beast in me. The beast in me has had to learn to live with pain and how to shelter from the rain, and in the twinkling of an eye might have to be restrained. God help the beast in me. Sometimes it tries to kid me that it's just a teddy bear, and even somehow manage to vanish in the air. And that is when I must beware of the beast in me, that everybody knows. They've seen him out dressed in my clothes, patently unclear. If it's New York or New Year, God help the beast in me. The beast in me.
Continuing the family theme, we have another set of records from two siblings, Loretta Lynn with Coal Miner's Daughter, and her sister Crystal Gale with Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
The work we done was hard. I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone new, and don't it make my brown eyes blue. What I had, but honey, now I
enjoying the Country Hour this week here on Felixo Radio 107.5 FM. All songs picked by my old pal Dave Lambert. Right, next up we have a husband and wife duo, although their relationship may not have been as smooth sailing as one would hope. First, we have George Jones performing Good Year for the Roses, a song that was popularised by Elvis Costello here in the UK. Following that, we have his wife Tammy Wynette with her iconic hit Stand By Your Man.
I can hardly bear the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray. Lying cold the way you left them, but at least your lips caressed them while you packed. And a lip print on a half-filled cup of coffee that you poured and didn't drink. But at least you thought you wanted it. That's so much more than I can say for me. It's been a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. The lawn could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. It's been a good year for the roses. After 3 full years of marriage, it's the first time that you haven't made the bed. I guess the reason we're not talking, there's so little left to say. We haven't said. While a million thoughts go racing through my mind, I find I haven't spoke a word. And from the bedroom, the familiar sound of our one baby's crying goes unheard. But what a year for the funny, I don't even care.
And when you turn to walk
away,
as the door behind you closes, the only thing I know to say, it's been a good year for the
It's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. After all, he's just a man.
Almost the end of Dave's first hour, and he said, right, if I've got any space, he said, can you play Take Me As I Am by Bob Dylan off his self-portrait album back in 1970, and Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You, and in brackets he put, please, not the Whitney version. So here you go, Dave, these ones, especially as an addition to your show, Take Me As I Am, Dylan, and I Will Always Love You, Dolly Parton.
Why must you always try to make me over? Take me as I am, or let me go. White lilies never grow on stalks of clover. As I am, oh, let me go. You're trying to reshape me in a mold of, in the image of someone you as I am, all let me go. You've tried to change me ever since you've met me. Take me as I am, let me go. If you cannot overlook my faults, forget me. As I am, let me go. You're trying to reshape me in a mold, love, in the image of someone you used to know. As I am, oh, let me go.
Above all of this, I wish you love.